USA Radio News.
Well, I say that it's a very scary time for young men in America when you can be guilty of something that you may not be guilty of. This is a very difficult time. What's happening here has much more to do than even the appointment of a Supreme Court justice.
President Trump today talking with reporters about Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The president is delivering remarks today at the National Electrical Contractors Association convention being held in Philadelphia. Today, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is taking part in a Washington Post cyber summit. She was asked about the most challenging part about heading up the DHS.
My biggest concern is that we are not poised to anticipate and defend against emerging threats.
That audio courtesy of the Washington Post, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
An Oregon man's accused of booby-trapping the house he was forced to give up. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
A real estate agent who was charged with selling the property after its previous owner, Gregory Rodvelt, was forced to forfeit it as part of a legal case, was concerned that it was booby-trapped. Some law enforcement officials responded, and an FBI agent ended up shot in the leg when he triggered one of those booby traps, which they say were all over the house like something out of an Indiana Jones movie. Now Rodvelt is facing charges of assaulting a federal officer, as authorities believe he set up the traps, including spike strips and a hot tub that was set to roll over anyone who set off a tripwire. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Authorities at a Pentagon mail screening facility found two envelopes suspected of containing ricin. One envelope was addressed to Defense Secretary James Mattis, the other to Admiral John Richardson, a defense official. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa said that she would continue to support Judge Brett Kavanaugh's nomination for the Supreme Court, although she is very interested to find out what the FBI finds in their investigation.
What we will rely on is the supplemental FBI investigation that is coming forward, and I am anxious to review the information. What we want to see is there evidence or corroboration that the FBI is able to find through the supplemental investigation that would corroborate Dr. Ford's accusations? And if not, I will continue to support Judge Kavanaugh based on the information that I have at this time.
Ernst was then asked what message it sends women that she is supporting Kavanaugh.
What message that sends to women in America is that we are innocent until proven guilty in this great country. And I have absolutely no doubt after reviewing Dr. Ford's testimony that she has suffered from something very traumatic in her lifetime. But simply the corroboration wasn't there with even the witnesses that she brought forward. So believe me, we want those that are accusing others to come forward if they have experienced something in their lifetime. It is important that they are heard. But again, in the United States, people are innocent until proven guilty.
Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.